at long last, the creative sector in Sonoma County has been recognized and brought to the table as an economic and cultural force, and that's wonderful news.
Linda Galletta, executive director of the Sebastopol Center for the Arts, was delighted by the boost that Sonoma County supervisors gave to the local arts this week. The board adopted a strategic arts action plan on Tuesday and committed $250,000 to the formation of a new countywide agency to be called Creative Sonoma. It will promote the entire arts sector of the local economy. Galletta expects that new organization will be a notable improvement over the now-defunct Cultural Arts Council.
For openers, the county has committed a budget to help it get formed and launch the organization. What is needed is leadership that is not competitive with the other organizations and entities in the county.
Ben Stone, executive director of the County Economic Development Board, points out that the dozens of arts-oriented nonprofits in the county generated more than $37 million in gross revenues in 2012, based on their tax filings.
There's 210 arts groups in the county, of which 103 had enough revenue to report to the IRS. I think it was surprising the amount of revenues that are generated from our nonprofits. And what's kind of cool, they're distributed all over the county at all levels, but it is kind of surprising how much economic activity goes on.
But Stone adds that the new arts group will embrace the entire creative sector, not just nonprofits.
It will have a function of reaching out with individual artists, also working with the nonprofit arts organizations, and to work with the for-profit arts companies, those that are involved with art and technology like simulation, animation, sound studios, recording studios, for-profit operations being involved as well.
Initially, Creative Sonoma will be incubated within the Economic Development Board, just as the County Tourism Office was a decade ago. To Vicki Kumpfer, curator and manager of the new Fulton X Gallery north of Santa Rosa, that's a welcome indication of serious intent.
With Sonoma County's very rich art community, there is very little consistent organization to support it. And with this going under the Economic Development Board, I can imagine that there would be a stronger consistency.
Sebastopol's Linda Galletta adds that synergies with the tourism office can accelerate efforts to draw significantly increased art revenues from out-of-county visitors. Right now, she estimates, tourism accounts for less than a third of the arts spending in Sonoma County.
Perhaps 70% is inside the county or slightly less, with a partnership with the Tourism Bureau, highlighting the creative sector. We can strengthen the visitor numbers.
The Arts Action Plan envisions the eventual creation of direct services for artists, including grant making, as well as a Latino cultural center and establishing a yearly festival of creativity. But the group's immediate focus will be getting itself structured and operational. Initial funding is coming from the county's hotel bed tax. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.